Welcome to Perek Chaf Aleph of Divrei Hayamim Beis. Yehoshaphat has Yehoram, his firstborn, assigned to the throne. He gives gifts, he gives cities to his other sons. After Yehoshaphat's death, Yehoram kills his brothers and he marries the daughter of Achav, who's the wicked king of Yisrael. He strays from the path of his father, his grandfather. Many years beforehand, David HaMelech had subjugated Edom. He has officers over them, but now this changed because Edom rebelled. Even though Yehoram beat them in battle, they continue to rebel and they have a king for themselves. They have identity. They have independence, certainly in their spirit. Interesting. Already, even if you're not independent in practice, but a king gives them identity, independence, and spirit. We have a letter from Eliyahu HaNavi. It comes to Yehoram and it says, because you've strayed from the ways of David, other ancestors, you've murdered your brothers, you know, others as well. Your wife, your sons, your wealth is going to be taken away by a plague. There's going to be a horrible stomach illness. Hashem, meanwhile, stirs up the Plishtim to attack Yehoram. They take his wealth, his wives, his sons, apart from one, the younger, Yehoshaphat. Unbelievable. In other words, you know, the punishment was, you know, you've killed your brothers, and therefore the people, the wives and sons, they're going to be afflicted by a plague, the wealth as well. Ultimately, he was, Yehoram, afflicted by his disease, now, as Eliyahu had told him. He dies from this disease. There's no ceremony because the smell is just so horrible. He's not buried with the other kings. That's a sad ending of Perek Chaf Aleph.